Good morning. We're Masechet Brachot Daf Nun Bet. We're starting on the Amud at the second line from the top. This sheet is being given from Tel Aviv, the nice coastal front behind me here. All right. So the Gemara said like this: V'savrei Beit Shammai deBirkat Hayom Adifa. So we saw in the Mishnah. Right, if you look at the Mishnah we started yesterday, Mishnah like this: first you bench, make the bracha on the day with Kiddush. And then you make a broch on the wine, and we saw because the day's already the day is the reason why we're having the Kiddush. You make the broch on the day. So the question is, does he really believe that the day is preferable to wine? Bah Tanya, where brings a bright over here? It's a Gemara. This is actually a Tosefta, and it's a Gemara in Masechet Pesachim. None of the stuff here we'll see in Masechet Pesachim as well. Sorry, you caught. I went down for a second, okay. Right, he says over here, Anichnas lebeito b'motzei Shabbat. So now we're learning a parallel now between Avdolah and Kiddush, right? Saying so on Motzei Shabbat and Avdolah, you go to his house. V'varech la'yayin. Can you see me, Michael? V'varech la'yayin v'alamor v'alvesamim. V'achar kach me Avdolah. Now Avdolah here is the Yom. He says, first you bench on the Yawan, and then the candle, then the Besamim, and only afterwards do you bench on Havdalah. So it seems to be that Havdalah, Beit Shammai has the day at the end. V'imein lo lekos echad, and we saw again in the Mishnah, similar to the Mishnah, but different here, that if you've only got one glass, and we're talking about the benching for the Melava Malka, right? If you haven't got a glass to bench on for your meal after Shabbos, so what would you do? You leave the cup until after you've eaten. And then you make all the brachas at the end. Right? Now, it's a little bit strange actually here that Beit Shammai said you could eat before you make Avdolah. Okay, anyhow. Vahai. So the Gemara seems to say over here that Beit Shammai is putting off the day till the end. And in the Kiddush we saw that the day was the beginning. You first mevarech l'ayom v'chach l'ayayin. So Gemara's first question was, Vahami made Beit Shammai? Why did you do that Beit Shammai? Where do you see anywhere over here that this bright we're quoting here mentions Beit Shammai? Deal about Hillel, maybe it's by Hillel. Now, if you look at Rashi, right, Rashi's got a slightly different gear. So I said, deal with Hillel, he, the alibid Rabbi Meir. That's interesting because all of a sudden, we suddenly seeing a new concept over here. The Tana of our Mishnah, the Gemara is assuming the Tana that we saw here is Rabbi Meir. But there might be another Tana who's got a different gear, so immediately the Gemara brings it. The Gemara says, Losa Garatach. No, it doesn't make any sense to think that that's the case. Look at Rashi there before that. The Rashi, Dilva Hilahi, Dilva Abi, the Tnar Bibadniti, Hila Omrim, Ner Ubisamim. Vamar Bigamara, we see that on the Gemara, that's Rabbi Meir's version. Right, so maybe this is only according to Rabbi Meir, our Mishnah, and there's another Tana who says different. What's the Losa Garatach? We don't think so. Why? Look, my Brighter Kamadniti, the Manitin Ketani Mazom Beemza. Look, you know what? Actually, we've got to carry on. Diktani, we see later on. So, also, we can't think that would be that's a difference in the Gersu like the Amach, that's like our Mishnah and Rabbi Meir, because Diktani, we got a brighter over here. Maor v'achar besamim uman Shabbat itle hai safara Beit Shammai. We see from our Mishnah over here that Beit Shammai says. Maor v'acharkach besamim, the Tanya from the bright we're about to bring. Sorry, I'm getting confused myself because there are two things happening here. We've got our Mishnah, which is the basic stunt which we're trying to learn according to. The Gemara has its own gear, so of another machloket with different Tanaim. Rabbi Meir says something different here. Rabbi says something different here according to Beit Shammai. Look, it says like this: we can't think it's Beit Hillel. Diktanim or v'achar besamim man shavadet itle ha'isvare Beit Shammai. Beit Shammai is the one who says we first say besamim. On or and then besamim, because we've got a brighter, and here comes the brighter. When it brings a brighter, also Tosefta, also in Kumim Pesachim, Tanya Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Lo Nechri Beit Shammai Hillel, Al Amazon, Shebetchila, Val Avdashi, Besof. Everybody agrees that the day is at the end, Avdolah, and the bench is at the beginning. What's the whole Machri Beit Shammai? Amar Nechri Ala Or Val Besamim, on the order of the candle and the besamim, Beit Shashi, Beit Shammai Omrim, Or Vahakach Besamim. Beit Shammai says, first goes Ma'or, the candle, and then Besamim. But he'll omri in Besamim, v'chaka Ma'or, and first comes the Besamim. Now, if you go back and see, what did Beit Shammai say? Anichnas to Beit Motzei Shabbos, v'arech la'yayin, v'ala Ma'or, va'ala besamim va'achar kach ve'avdala. So yeah, you see the order here is ma'or and besamim. That's why we can't say the Shiva Hillel, because in that bright today which we just brought now, you see the machlokes made by the Shammai is the order of ma'or and besamim, and Beit Shammai is the one who says that you say ma'or and then besamim. But Hillel said you would say besamim and then ma'or. So pashut that this bright tavia which we're quoting is Beit Shammai, at least according to Rabbi Yehuda, and not according to Rabbi Meir. I mean, Beit Shammai, and not Beit Hillel. So the Gemara says again, we mind the Beit Shammai, vali Rabbi Yehuda. How do you know that first bright we quoted at the top there with Avdol Alichas the Beit is Beit Shammai according to Rabbi Yehuda? Deal with Hillel he vali Rabbi Meir. Maybe it's Beit Hillel according to Rabbi Meir, which is our Mishnah's original format. The Gemara says Lo Sagadatach. Why not? Diktani hacha, we learned here b'matnitin Beit Shammai omrim ner umazon besamim v'havdala. Look at the Mishnah, what we saw yesterday. Beit Shammai, when we had also, we had only one cup. Shammai says ner umazon, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines in the Mishnah, in yesterday's Amud Bet. We said there Beit Shammai omrim ner umazon besamim v'havdala. Rabbi Hillel says, Ner besamim mazon v'havdala. The Gemara is saying, Lo sagadatach hacha maniti Beit Shammai ner umazon besamim v'havdala. Rabbi Hillel omrim ner besamim mazon v'havdala. Right, so you see the argument there again is Beit Shammai says that ner is first, and then mazon is second, besamim third, havdala fourth. And Beit Hillel says, ner is first, they agree on the ner. The besamim comes before mazon. So it doesn't make sense. This would be our Mishnah, according to Rabbi Meir. It has to be that we're talking here about Beit Shammai, according to Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara says, okay, fine. You've convinced me that it's not our Mishnah, it's not Beit Hillel, according to Rabbi Meir. It's Beit Shammai, according to Rabbi Yehuda. But mikom makom, kashia. Nonetheless, we've got a kashia. Why we got a kashia? Because Beit Shammai says over here, in the third line we started, and in our Mishnah, Beit Shammai said that you first make a bracha on the day and then on the wine. And yeah, Beit Shammai, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is sticking the wine in first. So you persuaded me it's Rabbi Yehuda and it's Beit Shammai Shita. But it's still Kashya. We've got a stir here between Beit Shammai and our Mishnah who said the day comes first. And here we're seeing the wine comes first. Look at Rashi. Mikom makom Kashya. The birchato, the birkat ayayin, kadla mal havdala, and havdala is the yom. So the verse, okay. Kesavrei, so what's going on over here? The verse as follows, it's not really a kashya, why? Kesavrei Shammai, sha'ani iyule yoma, mi'afuke yoma. Beit Shammai makes the distinction between the entering of the day, iyule yoma, when the day becomes kadosh, to mi'afuke yoma, when the day stops being kadosh. In other words, on Kiddush, and achinami Beit Shammai will tell you that the day comes first. On Avdolah, he'll tell you the Yawan comes first. And why? Iyule Yoma, when the day's entering at Shabbos, Kama de Mekadminan Le Adif. The sooner we bring in the day, the better. So we make the bracha on the day. We want the day to come first. Afuka Yoma, when the day's going out, Kama de Machinan Le Adif. The longer we can wait before we make a bracha on the day, the better we make a bracha on the wine first, and we keep the day with us, so to speak. We only let the day go out afterwards. So Shabbos, make a broch on the day first. And Motzei Shabbos, make a broch on the wine first. We don't want Shabbos, look, it's a burden, let's go. We want to get rid of Shabbos quickly, but make a broch on the day, Avdol, let the day go. On the contrary, we keep, make a broch on the wine, it's still the day, we keep the day with us for as long as we can. Okay, so that was the first kashya, so to speak, the Gemara had on Beit Shammai, between the two different brighters, and we see clearly the difference between Erev Shabbos and Motzei Shabbos. Now the Gemara has a second kashya on Beit Shammai. There's a slight girsa change over here between the Bach and Rashi together to our format, although Rashi explains after exactly what we're looking at. So the Beit Shammai, so the Bach changed that to bracha, to an akos. Does Beit Shammai really hold that you have to have a kos when you make a bracha? And if you look at Rashi there, where he says, Brocha tunakos, he puts in Birkat Amazon. So the Gemara has here, Savar Beit Shammai, Birkat Amazon tunakos. Rashi has Bracha and explains, Bracha means Birkat Amazon. Okay, so the same thing. In other words, does Beit Shammai really hold that you have to have a course when you make Birkat Hamazon, when you make benching. Vatanan. We've got a Mishnah in our Pirkei, right? Which says, like, as Balahem Yayin Laachar Hamazon. Rashi says, yeah, we're talking about during the rest of the year, right? Davdafka Shabbos. So one, they've got wine that they get after they've finished eating. Look, Rashi, Baale and Achar Hamazon. Ubetoch Hamazon, lo Baale. While they're eating, they never had wine. So they haven't yet made a Birkat Hamazon, a Gafet. Ushenigmru Suratam Baalehem Lifnei Birkat Hamazon. Before benching, like as a dessert, they got wine. Im Ein Sham Ele Otokos. So now what's the question over here? Do they have another glass of wine to bench on? Or is this the only glass of wine? Now the question is, do we keep this wine and use it for Birkat Hamazon? Or do we drink it now? We don't bench. That's a question. Does Beit Shammai say we have to have a course to bench with? Right, so Beit Shammai Omri, Mebarech Layayin. Beit Shammai says, you first make a bracha on the wine, Borei Pri Agafen, V'achar Kach Mevarech Al Hamazon. And it seems over here, you don't need a cup. So you eat, drink your wine, and you don't need a cup, and then you go and you bench without a cup. Right, so it seems to be that Beit Shammai says, you don't need a cup for benching. And our Gemara seemed to think that Beit Shammai says, you do need a cup for benching. Because we saw in the Mishnah, let's look at the Mishnah. The Mishnah said yesterday, Balem Yayin Achara Mazon, right, that was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 lines into the Mishnah, the third word, Balem Yayin Achara Mazon, Im Ein Sham El Otokos, only one cup there, Beit Shammai Mavim Mevarech La Yayin, Chai Mevarech La Mazon. Right? So, okay, so the assumption is that Beit Shammai over there might have said bench on the wine, Rashi says. The Gemara and Farsh, we'll see the machloket in the Gemara. So the Gemara now is trying to work out what Beit Shammai said. So the Gemara seems to say, okay, Beit Shammai says make a brocha and then bench. So my love, mevarech ilave v'shatile. So the Gemara's assumption here is that what's going on? When Beit Shammai said, make a brocha on the wine, make a brocha and drink it. You don't have to wait for benching. He has proof. Beit Shammai doesn't need a kos for Birkat Hamazon. There was a law. That's not correct. The mevarech ilavei ummanachle. You make a brocha on the cup, but you actually leave the cup there. So you make a brocha, break your gafen, you wait, you don't drink, you bench, and then you drink afterwards. So Gemara says, v'habar mar, haven't we got a halacha over here? The Gemara quotes you, the same Gemara we learn in Psachim. Hamavarech, tarich shiit om. If you make a brocha, you have to bake it, you have to taste it. So how can he make a brocha and not do anything? Gemara says, not a time that he tastes it. Not a problem, he tastes it. Says, well, wait a second. If he tastes it, v'amar mar, right, in that same sugi over there, ta'amo pagamo. If he touched the cup, if he tasted the cup, it's now a pagum, it's now a spoiled cup. And if it's pagum, look at Rashi, pagum, once you've tasted the cup, if you drink out of the cup, you can't use that cup anymore for benching or for kiddush or for havdalah. It's pagum. So he said, no. The time lay be yade. What does he mean? He never actually drank out of the cup. He stuck his hand in, I think, and took a bit out and sipped the wine off his hand. Okay, so he didn't actually spill the cup. He separated some wine from the cup. And he drank it. But now we've got a problem. But when you filled up the cup, and we saw yesterday the 10 things about a kosher brocha, one of them was malay. Has to be full. So now you're the shir. If you took with your hand out the cup and you drank some wine, you've now reduced the shir. You haven't got enough. So Gemara says, the nafish that fame, don't worry, he had more than necessary. So Gemara says, well, but how can it be? We learned that I need one glass. Meaning it was exactly a shir. So how could he drink now and have a shir? Does it make sense? So he said, no. Trey lo have. When the bride had said there was only one cup, what it meant was there weren't two cups. Or michad nafish, but there was more than one. So there was more than one cup, there weren't two cups. So there was enough to drink and to taste without messing up the shir. Wait, didn't we learn from Rabbi Chia? Remember we had the other day in the Gemara, we saw a klal there. I think it was Tosfot, where actually said that when Rabbi Chia is taught in the Lashon Tani, so he comes as a brighter, remember? And when it's Amar Rabbi Chiya, it comes as an Amora. Remember that? Anybody?
Yes.
Right, so here it's Vaha Tana Rabbi Chiya. Rabbi Chiya being taught as a Tana. Vaha Tana Rabbi Chiya. Beit Shammai Omrim Mevarech Alayayin Veshotehu. Vaharkach Mevarech Bikarabazo, which seems to be a steer here. You brought a brighter. Here we got Rabbi Chiya as a Tana arguing on that brighter. And he says, Beit Shammai says, that when you drink the wine, you got to, when you taste the wine, when you make a brocha, you got to drink it. And then you make brocha, a benching. So the stereo copy, which is the question, it's a trait tanai. There are two tanaimia, valibra Beit Shammai, and there's a machloket tanaimia on how to understand Beit Shammai. Look at Rashi there. Tana de matnitim, but Tana Rabbi Chiya, they're two different ones. Tana Rabbi Chiya, libra de Beit Shammai, amar, and brocha tun kos. Right, v'tanu banitin le'el, Rabbi Yehuda, alibet Beit Shammai, sorry, brocha tuna kos. Rabbi Chiya says, drink it. Why? Because our original question was, does Beit Shammai need a kos for Birkat Hamazon? Rabbi Chiya says, no. And therefore, when the wine arrives at the end of the meal, you drink the wine, because you don't need a cup for the brocha for the Birkat Hamazon. And the other tanu, which we've seen now, called Rabbi Yehuda, which is a bright to be quoted previously, Rabbi Yehuda, who says that this Beit Shammai has got his shitta, he says that it does need a kos, and therefore it is good enough to taste, and then you leave the wine over there, and you don't have to make a brocha, you don't have to bench, and you don't drink it now, you wait for Birkat Hamazon. Okay, so those are the simple parts of the daf. Now we start getting into Netilat Yadayim, and now we're starting into Machlokets of Tumah and Tara, and this gets a little bit more complicated. Let me just give a very, very brief background. We discussed this a few times before. So firstly, we know that Netilat Yadayim is a Gzeret Rabbanan, because really, Chulin doesn't become Tameh. Right? There's no shlishi to chulin. And our hands have got a gzeira of Rabbanan as a shni'im l'tuma. The reason why we vas for netilat yadayim for bread is a zeicher to the truma. And really we're saying that our hands are shni'im l'tuma, so we vas to make them clean. So if we touch the bread, we're not going to make the bread tuma. But really your hands, even shni'im l'tuma, wouldn't make a shlishi. There's only shlishi when it comes to kochim. There's no shlishi l'tuma for chulin. So regular food, even if you touch without vasing, you wouldn't do anything to it. But the Gzair of Chachamim, we vas, firstly, the first Gzair is our hands are Shneem the Tumah. The second Gzair is that we vas for Truma, as if it's Zeichel or Truma for the bread. But really, our hands have a status of Shneem the Tumah. The second thing, third thing is that water is Ma'aliyah Shvach. Water takes your hands, if your hands are wet, and you, they Shneem the Tumah according to Chachamim, second level of Tumah, and they become wet. So the water now rises at upper level. Now they become Rishon Tumah, and they'll now metame something which is Shani Tumah. Okay, remember that. The third thing we're going to see over here is also there's a Gzair of Chachamim, that's Svarim, Sifrei Kodesh. I don't know if it's printed books. I think it's more written manuscripts, etc. Also had a Gzair of Shneem Tumah, of a second Tumah. Normally Shani doesn't make something else Shani. But the Gzaira was that when it comes to books, printed books, written manuscripts, and Sifrei Torah, would make shiny, even shiny with matama your hands. That's one reason we don't touch the club. It's, I don't really understand it completely, but we'll see it again here today. And the third thing we've got, the fourth thing we're going to speak about is, we know as well that a cheres, clay urn, right, or vase, or cup, or jug, whatever, we've seen before, it's Tamei mi bifnim and not mi bachutz, right? Mi gabo. So the tumah, even if you touch a clay vase on the outside, the tumah doesn't go inside. It's only when the air becomes tamei. Remember, we've learned this plenty of times. But with the regular kli, right? We'll see now if it's steel or wood, it's mekabel tumah. So there, if you touch it on the outside, the tumah will go through into the inside. Now we've got two things that are happening over here in this sugya. The one is, but Hillel and Shammai are going to argue all the time. The one is concerned about your hands becoming wet and therefore touching the kli or touching the food and making the food of the kli tamei. And Beit Hillel seems to be worried about the kli or the food being tamei and making your hands tamei if they get wet. We'll see that with regards to vasing and holding a kli, what order you go. And we'll see this well with regards to holding the serviette. We saw in the serviette, you put the serviette on the table, the serviette on the chair. All these things will come clearer now once we've said, okay. So now, the Gemara says like this. Beit Shammai Omrim, Beit Shammai first says, not lin, right, and then mozgin, you first vast, and then you pour the cup, for my machronim. Let me just stop this alarm, yeah, 1 second. Okay, right, Beit Shammai says, you first do netilat yadayim for my machronim, then you pour the cup for benching, and we hear that the other way around, you first pour the cup, and then you do my machronim, right? So why would the wine want you to first vas before you do pour the wine? And why would you first pour the wine before you vas? So Tarabana, you've got a brighter, right? And this brighter as well is a Tosefta, which we've been quoting these Toseftas the whole time. Some of them are in Pesachim, some of them aren't. The more like Beit Shama Omrim. I lost my place. Sorry. Beit Shama Omrim. Notlin Yadayim Vacharka Huzirakos. First you do Netilat Yadayim, and then you pour the wine. Why? She'im Ata Omer Mozgin Rakos. Tchil. If you first pour the wine first, Gzeira, what's our problem? Shema Itma'u Mashkin Shachorei HaKos Machmat Yadav. V'yachzru V'tamu Et HaKos. Well, if you pour the wine, so now wine's going to spill over onto the other outside of the cup. You haven't done it yet. I've lost you there, hey? Can you see me? I don't know something. No. Oh, there we are. Okay, I'm back, right? So I'm saying, if you pour the wine before you've done my Mayim HaKos, your hands are dirty. They tameim, right? They got tamei during the meal. And now, wine's going to mess over to the side of the cup. It's going to wet the side of the cup. You're going to hold the cup with shneem netumah hands. The cup's going to be wet. It's going to make your hands rishon netumah. Now you're going to tamei the cup. Right? Shema yitamu bashkin shacharei kos. V'chiyachzu v'yitamu rakos. Look at Rashi over here. Look at Gezeirah. Look at the Rashi there, Gzeira. Gzeira Shemi Tamu Mashkin, Shenaflu Machre Akos Machmat Yadai. That this liquid that's on the side of the cup can come from your hands, Titnan Impara, Kola Posele La Truma, Metame Mashkin Yotchile. You see that? Whatever Metame Truma. Now hands are Shneem the Truma. They become Rishon if they get wet. They go up a level of Truma. Vyachseru Vyitamu et Akos, like a Mekakos Tame. Ubeit Shammai Savre. And Beit Shammai says like this, Asur Lishtamesh Bekos. You can't use a kos that the outside is tamei for Birkat Hamazon. So therefore, Beit Shammai says, first wash your hands so you don't make this kos of brochet tamei. So now the Gemara asks Akashia, but what are we worrying about? That he says, but your hands will make the kos tamei anyhow, just by touching them. The Gemara says, no, yadayim shniotan. Unless your hands were wet, your hands are shniot. V'ain shayin yoseh shlishi b'chulin ela al yaday mashkin. The only way it can work is if they get wet. Because at the end of the day, it's chulin. It's not truma. Right? Look at Rashi. Ela mashkin. Now first, look at Rashi. V'li truma ela kos. Lama ela kama mashkin shachros. Why do we need this water, this liquid off the kos? Below mashkinami. Metami ela kos. Even without it, your hands are shniim. And we're saying now, but they could make the kos shlishi, the food shlishi, the kos shlishi. So he says, no, it's only chulin. It won't work. That's what I said early on. Your hands become now the first level of Tumah Rabbanan, and then they will make it to the ground. And Rashi says, if you're going to tell me that the Kli doesn't become Tameh, we know that Shneem, that the only way Kli and food becomes, and people become Tameh, it's food that becomes Tameh from other levels, but food in the Kli, people in the Kli need Avatumah. The Chachamim Gazru Shiyu Mashkim Mishonim Etamim Kli Gzayru Mishum Mashkim Zav V'Zav Shehein Avol Atumek Kegon Roko V'Mei Raglav. This is a special Gzayra. Normally a Kli only becomes Tamei Midoraita from an Avatuma. Now a Zav who his liquids are Avatuma, either his spit or the Zav that actually comes out, his whatever he excretes or his urine or liquids, and they will make a Kli Tame as an Avatuma, Chamim Gozer, also for other liquids as well, Midrabbana. You're right, Midoraita, it shouldn't work, but Midrabbana will work. So that's the Kasha the Gemara also about Shammai. Now the Gemara says, okay. So now we understand only the Baskin. So that's why we understand Beit Shammai's concern. Now the Gemara says, okay, let's turn to Beit Hillel. So we understood Beit Shammai, right? Beit Shammai says, we're scared that the liquid you'll pour in will split on the outside of the Kli. Your hands are Shneim, your hands will make a Rishon, and you're Tame the Kli. The Gemara said, what about just your hands anyhow? We say we're not worried about hands anyhow because it's a Gzeira. We only need liquids. Remember those 2 points on Beit Shammai. Now it says Beit Hillel. Now the Gemara turns to Beit Hillel. Beit Hillel. Omrim, Mozgin Rakos, Vacharkach, Notlim Liadayim. He said, you first pour the wine and then you wash your hands. Why? Shema Tao Men, Notlim Liadayim. If you said, wash your hands first, Gzeira, Shemi Yetamu, Mashkin, Shemi Adayim, Machmatakos, Vyachshu, Yetamu, Adayim. Beit Shammai, Beit Hillel says, it doesn't work. What's our concern? If you first, like Beit Hillel said, doing the Tetradayim first, so now you're going to wash your hands, your hands are going to be nice and clean, you're ready for Birkat HaMazon with clean hands. Now you're going to pick up the cup. The cup would have had liquid on it, and the cup's now going to dirty your hands and make your hands now tamei again. If you poured the wine first, when you poured the wine first, so all very nice. You poured the wine with you didn't have to worry about the wine, but now the wine spattered onto the side of the cup. You then went and washed your hands. You now pick up the cup, and the cup was wet. Now your hands are dirty all over again. So you never achieved anything by washing your hands. Is it clear? Anybody? Right. Okay. And it says, "Exayra shemitim mashkin shemadai machmana kos." The Gemara says, "Nu v'nitame kos." But anyhow, the kos could make your hands dirty. Anyhow, we asked about shamai. Your hands can make the cup dirty. The Gemara is saying, but anyhow, even without whatever the case is, that the cup just make your hands dirty, even if they aren't wet. Look at Rashi there. The second wide lines of Rashi there. In fact, you know what? We need this whole behidah. Go to Rashi, the first behidah there. First long Rashi at the top. But the outside of the cup's always tame. Now this davar achir, we leave it, we'll skip it over. And that chashash there, which Behila was worrying about, right? He's not a chashash. He says, you can use a cup that the inside is tame and the outside is tame. As long as the inside of the cup was tahor, you can even drink a cup without doing vassing. In the middle of a meal, for example, you have to always wash hands before you drink a cup. Because as long as the inside of the cup was okay, Shema Tao Meir not Lidaim Tchili. If you say that like Beit Shammai, you're always going to wash your hands first. Shema Yu Acharei Akos Tmein. If the outside of the cup was Tamei, Gzera Shema Lo Yu Adaim Negavot Yafe Mimei Anetila V'Yitamu Maskim Shdaim Mepan Akos V'Ein Nasin Tchili V'Yachshu V'Yitamu Adaim. Beit Shammai said, Nimtza Ochel B'Yadaim Mesu'abot. If you're going to worry about this whole story, you always have to wash, before you drink it, you have to wash your hands all the time. That's the short of it, Rashi. So then the Gemara said, V'Yit Mei Kos Liadaim. Why do I have to worry about the liquid? I feel your daim neguvot nami, if your hands are nasty, full and dry. Your tame kosle, we're saying that the cup will make your hands tame. The kavan dahachiu, that's the case. Nahi, we're saying there, a question about Hillel. So about Hillel's only got a nice solution. Nahi, nami, the bekosh, if ne hamazon, abi behidel takanti. Behidel's managed. If Behidel says, first pour the cup and then go and wash your hands, right? Right, Beit Shammai Hillel just solved the problem, right, for that cup that Shoto Korim Netila. But Kosot by Metocha Mazon, but any other cup that comes in the meal, Ma Tealein, Alo Temein and Teanaim. If Beit Shammai says, Beit Hillel says, you got to first pour the cup, then you wash your hands, right, because you want your hands to be, just going to say, Beit Shammai said, right, what about Hillel say? Sorry, Beit Hillel. Beit Hillel said, first pour the cup and then wash your hands. Why? Because if you say, wash your hands first, so then, then the cup will make your hands tamei if it's a wet cup. So the Gemara is saying that is a nice solution only for the cup of benching, because you've now gone and washed your hands before you bench. But any other time during the meal, every time you've got wine on the cup, it's going to make your hands tamei. Doesn't make any sense, this. Are you with me with that? Is that clear? That's important what I just said now. Because it means that when we bench, so you've gone and done my machronim. But what during the meal when you aren't benching, every time you pour a cup, you've got to worry about the splashing on the side of the cup and then drinking, your hands are going to become dirty, eating with dirty hands, they become tamei from the wine. So what's going on? It's the kasha behidel. How does it help us? So big deal, you wash your hands now for benching. What about it during drinking wine during the meal? If you're worried that wine's going to splatter outside and that wine's going to numb and the cup's going to be tamei, you're going to touch and make your hands tamei. So you're always going to be eating with tamei hands. Like ended of ourself. That's the Gemara's question about Shama. So Gemara says, no, ain't kli matamei adam. Wouldn't worry. Why? Because normally a kli doesn't matamei a person. Therefore we aren't worried. Look at Rashi at the bottom there. Right? She says there, Ein kli matame adam, klomar kli kaze shenitma bevlad hatuma einu matame tiadayim. It's the vlad hatuma. The cup is tame, the vlad hatuma, and the water became, and the liquid became tame of the because of the cup. So it's really like a third derivative of the tuma. It doesn't matame hands. The kaimel and karaban and the pligadad Rabbi Yoshua Masechet Yadayim. We got a machloket there, but kelim shenitmu bemashkin. Kalim became tamei from liquids. Omer et shenitma ba'ava tumah metamet yadayim. So if it's only avatum, it will make a difference. She'ain shiny or say shiny. You see that shiny a vladatuma from av was a rishon. Well, it's actually more than an av, but anyhow, it's a rishon tuma, a mantos tuma. You make a maximum, it makes the cup and av, and the liquid becomes a shiny. The shiny will metame people. Afapi she has sefer. I mentioned books as well. Metame ti adayim ein limedimihim. That's a special gzeira. Because books have a shiny to them and make hands shiny. That's an exception. You can't learn anything from that. Normally, when you make eating during the meal, your hands are dry, aren't wet. And a kli won't make your hands wet. So we aren't worried about that, says the Gemara. Sometimes you eat food and the food's got moisture on it. Now your hands are wet. So now it's not dry hands, it's wet hands. And what it says, no, ain't right, mashkin, I love, elotrat ochel. That's not called liquid. Even though it's wet, it's moist, it's actually food. It's called trat ochel. So ochel isn't a problem at all. It hasn't got enough mashkin, which will raise the tumor from one level up to another. So that's how we got out of that question on Beit Hillel. Of course, okay. Benitmi le mashkin she betocho. So now he says, why aren't we worried about making the liquid in the cup, tameh? So we're talking about a kli only on the outside. The inside is tahor. And itnan kli shenit ba'u achorav b'mashkin. Right? A kli which was the outside got wet. Achorav tmei, the outside is tamei. Tocho, the ogno, the ozno, the yaratum, all the others, the inside, the handles, the lip, all those things are tahor. So we haven't got any problem about that. So we're trying to understand now what's the Hillel's story here about first. Beit Shammai says doing it to that yadayim and then pour. But Hillel says first pour and then doing it to that yadayim. So the Gemara says, okay. However, im nitma tocho nitma kulo. But there, that everybody agrees. If the inside became tahor tameh, then everything would become tameh. So now the Gemara says like this. But my kamifliga, what's the real machlok to Beit Hillel Beit Shammai? The one says do Natila first, and the one says pour the wine first, Natila after. What's like a Beit Shammai Savre? Asur lishtamesh bekli shibu achorav b'mashkin. Beit Shammai's concern is that if you use a kli, you can't use a kli for brocha if the outside of it has become tamei from liquids. And why not? What's his concern, Beit Shammai? Gzeira mishum nitzotzot. Because what it means, tzotzot means like sparks, like things that splash. When the cup from the inside was splashed to the outside, and the outside of the cup now is tamay, and now the liquid becomes tamay, and they'll make your hands tamay. You wash your hands first. Et achorei akos, right? So now he's saying like this. So we basically reverse engineer because our concern is if your hands aren't clean. And then the cup becomes tameh from your hands. And now the water splashes onto the cup. The cup now is tameh. The water raises the tumah up and makes your hands now tameh. So if your hands are tahor, you're not going to make the cup tameh to begin with. So the water splashing up, why make your hands tameh again? Ulamai dechai shabahida machbar achorav. And now, so now Rashi says each time Beit Shammai is concerned of one thing, he's not concerned of what Beit Hillel is concerned about. What Beit Hillel is concerned about, he's not concerned about what Beit Shammai is concerned about. So let's just go over it again. Beit Shammai is worried, right, that you're going to now end up having dirty hands. So if you don't need my Rishonim first, you're going to touch the cup, become tamei, the splash is going to make onto the cup, which is tamei, and then make your hands dirty again. She says, first pour the wine. Then the wine is splashed up. Now go wash your hands, and your hands are now clean, and you come to hold the cup. You aren't metameing the cup to make you the liquid tame to make your hands tame again. Like you got it? So therefore, you start it with you first pour, let all the splattering go on, and then you come and you wash your hands and you got clean hands, and then nothing will make anything tame from now on because you're starting with a clean set of hands. And he says, "Ulamai dechayish behila machmat achora." But he's worried about the outside of the cup. Love chashashi taha asur yishtamusha bay, because you wouldn't use a tame cup to begin with. Because it's asur to use a tame cup. So the cup started off clean, and it only became tame because your hands were tame, and then the liquid, that whole process started. That's what Beit Shammai said. Beit Shammai said, asur yishtamash beklishin uachorab b'mashkin. So the vokzer mishun mitzotzot. Ve'leke le migzah shema yitamu ha'mashkin shebi adayim b'kosim. We aren't worried about whether the liquid will metame your hands. That's what Hillel's worried about. That's what Hillel says, first do my machronim and then come and do the pour the wine. But Hillel savrei mutar yishtamesh bekos bekli shnit ma'u achra b'mashkin. Hillel said, I don't mind if the kli, the outside is tame. I only worry if the kli inside is tame. Right, and he says, and more than that, this isn't such a common thing, this, about splattering inside and outside, to worry that the cup is tame, and can make my hands tame. But what I am concerned about, he says, but if you would first wash, and then you would come and pour the wine, if you would first pour the wine, like Beit Shammai, and then you would wash, then I've got a problem, because I don't mind you using a tamei kos, that if it did splatter for whatever reason, it would then make my hands dirty. Right? And then Beit Shammai, he also adds another reason, by the way. He says, and another reason why I want you to netilat yadayim after you've poured the wine, is because we've got a klal of tekef netilat yadayim suda, that you should immediately, we saw, remember the other day we learned in the daf a couple of things, we saw tekef immediately, and one of them was that you should first, that after netilat yadayim, you should immediately bench. So he says, if you've got to do netilat yadayim and then have a break and then pour the wine, so then you've got an interruption between tekef and benching, of the tumah and benching. He says, anyhow, even if we haven't got this issue here of the tumah, let's go over one more time. Beit Shammai says in the Mishnah, Beit Shammai says that you first wash your hands and then you pour, because he's scared about the fact that you're going to end up making the kli tamay, and the kli, we aren't going to bench with the tamay kli. Beit Hillel says, I don't care if you bench with the tamay kli on the outside, it's the inside that I worry about. These splashes aren't really a big deal. So I say, rather, fill up the cup and then do my machronim, right? Because I'm really more concerned about the hands becoming dirty, not the kli being dirty. And anyhow, even if that wasn't the problem, I still want you to go and fill up the cup first and then do the tzilat yadayim, because I want the order to be in tzilat yadayim and then immediately birkat hamazon. Okay, so that's where we stand. The other Gemara says, my davar acher. What is this davar acher that Hillel threw into the works here? Because hachik amar hu behilel b'shamay. This Hillel says to Beit Shammai, le didchu, according to you guys, damit tu asu shesh bekli shachorav, tmein, that you aren't allowed, you think it's asu to use a kli, if the outside becomes tamei, why? Because you're worried about all these sparks. He says, even if you're right, he says, afilu hachik, let's assume that you're right, ha adifa, it's still better to fill up the kli first, and then vas the tekef in the tzilat yadayim suda. Even if you're right, he says, those Hillel seem to be saying to himself, you know what, they might have something here. But even if you're right, as far as that's concerned, we still think that it's best to ignore the tumah tara issues and be more concerned with the tekef tzilat yadayim birkat hamazon. Okay, so now, that was round number one of this tumah tara story. I hope it was clear. Now, Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel have another machloket also about where you put the serviette, right, the napkin. Do you leave it on the table or do you put it on the chair? And it's the same idea, the same machloket over here now about tumah and tara, getting wet, not being wet. Whether the food, if you leave it on the table, so then the food can become wet. If you leave it on the chair, then your hands can become dirty. We'll see, we're going to throw it down. Another issue, just one more point to mention, and there's an Indian over here of not spoiling food, right? If you've got food on the table, leftover food, crumbs that are bigger than a kazayit, so they've got the status of food. Right, if you wet them or ruin them, so you're causing food to become lost. That's issue of itself, right? To cause food to become spoilt. So that's also an issue which comes into play over here. Now we go the next machloket here. Beit Shammai omrim mekaneach. Beit Shammai omrim mekaneach yadav v'mapa u'menich al hashulchan. Beit Shammai says you wash your hands with the serviette and then you leave it on the table. Why? She'im ata omer ala kaset. If you say like Beit Hillel, you put it on the chair. What's our concern? Gzeira. Shema yitamu mashkin shebemapa machmata kaset. The yachshu yitamu tayadai. She says, like this, the chair is going to be dirty, right? You know, we leave this napkin on the chair, and there's going to be like liquid or wet. I don't know, the chair is going to become wet. Shema is very concerned, and then the napkins have become wet, and now the moisture on the chair is going to wet the napkin, and then you're going to leave it there, and you're going to end up making your hands tamei. Look at Rashi. Mashkin shema mapa. Shema ye mashke tofei achale machmat niguva yadayim. You're going to wash your hands now. It's going to become all moist. V'yachshu v'yitamu et hayadayim k'shneach ba'atami b'toch hasuda. And then you're going to end up washing your hands, using your hands for this towel. and this towel is going to be all wet. And there was a chair, the cushion, whatever it was tameh, and made the napkin tameh, and the water there is going to be tameh your hands. So the woman says, no, I don't understand. But nitme keset lemapa. Right? But why don't we worry about the chair making this napkin tameh? Rashi says there, below mask, without mask, with a kli to a kli. The woman says, no, ain't kli, metame kli, that's a klal. Look at Rashi there, ain't kli, one vessel, one kli, a napkin or a pot, doesn't make another one tameh. Look, Rashi says, "Sheino avatuma mishum kelim." We don't have betame kelim. Only sheino avatuma betame kelim. Velo adam. Sorry, sheino avatuma betame kelim el adam. Velo adam. Sorry, that avatuma doesn't betame kelim, right? I'm reading this completely wrong. I apologize. I've just like lost my place, and that I can't see over here is causing a bit of grief. But anyhow, it says, "Ain kli betame kli." Ainu avatum etame kelim velo adam vehu yizayer shelo yigu yadav bekeset im rishonehi letuma. So he says over here that it's only an avatum. There's not an avatuma anyhow. It's coming with tame people in kelim. This is this case. Not an avatuma. And anyhow, he's going to be very careful, right? That his hands aren't going to touch the chair if he was a rishon letuma, and he's not a rishon letuma anyhow. It was okay. Venitmei keset legavre gufe. So why don't we say that the chair itself is metame the person himself? So there again, the Gemara says, "Ein kli metame adam." A kli can't metame a person. Remember, it's only a person can metame a kli. A person can't metame a person. So that is the answer to Beit Shammai. So Beit Shammai is worried about this cloth, and we aren't worried about the chair making the cloth directly without water. It's only if it gets wet. And we aren't worried about the chair making the person because Kalim the other people, but Beit Shammai is worried that if the kli, that this napkin gets wet from the chair, from metame his hands through the water. The other Gemara goes to Beit Hillel. And Beit Hillel says, Omer alakesef. Beit Hillel says, where do you put the napkin? You don't leave it on the table, you put it on the chair. Right? Shema Tomer la Shulchan. If you sit like on the table, like Beit Shammai wants to put it on the Shulchan, then what's our problem? Xeri, we make Xeri. You can't put it on the table. Shema Yetamu Mashkim Shema Mapa Machmat HaShulchan. Because now we're more concerned, Beit Shammai says, we worry that the chair is wet. But Hillel's more concerned the table is wet. He says, therefore, you put the napkin on the table, so the moisture, the wet on the table, is going to now make this napkin wet, and that's going to become Tameh. V'yachshu v'tamu ta'ochli, and that's going to make the food tameh. But Shammai was worried about making your hands tameh. But Hillel was worried about making the food tameh. Look at Rashi Avia, Machmat HaShulchan. So he says, Machmat HaShulchan, Kilim Mefarsh Lekameh, Desari Hillel, Mutar Lishtamesh B'Shulchan Sheini. Because why Hillel got a problem? Because Hillel says, if a Shulchan is chained to tameh, originally it become tameh. Right, your tablecloth, your table, you're allowed to use it to eat on. So therefore, Beit Hillel says like this, we allow you to eat on a table which is Shani Latuma. Now, if you put your napkin on the table and the napkin becomes wet, the table is going to make the napkin wet. And now that will become Rishon Latuma through the water, and that's going to now make the food Tameh. Right, it appears over here that Beit Shammai don't allow you to eat on a shulchan which is chained to tuma. So this wouldn't be a problem for them. They worried about the table, about the chair or the cushion. But Beit Hillel said you can use a shulchan chained to tuma. They would have a problem that the napkin would become tame from the shulchan because of the water. So the Gemara says, okay, well, if the shulchan now is tame on its own, so what do we need this wet napkin for? Why don't we just say that the table will make the food tame? The Gemara says, no, hacha b'shulchan sheini askinan. It's a shulchan which only a sheini l'tuma, a second level tuma. The ain sheini will say shlishi b'chulin eladei mashkin. And the only way, like we saw previously, the other way around, the same question, right? And the only way that the table can make the food tameh, if it's chulin, is by becoming wet. If it's a sheini on its own, it won't make food shlishi unless it's chulin, if there was what? If it was truma, right? Or kochi, maybe yes. But chulin won't become, there isn't a shlishi lechulin of truma, of chulin, sorry. So chulin can only become tameh if the table makes the napkin into a rishon, which will then make the food into a shein letuma, which will become tameh. And once again, so basically, Beit Hillel who says you can use the table, he's worried about the table becoming, making the food Tameh. And Beit Hillel, who says, Beit Shammas, you close the table, he's worried about the food being on the chair, because the chair could be a shame, the Tumah. So that was Michael Miflegay. What's the real Machmir Mehilam Shammai? He says, Beit Shammai Sam Rashlu Shammash Beshulchan Shani. Beit Shammai says, you can't use the Shulchan, which is Shani the Tumah. Why? Xerah Shem Mishum Ochle Truma. Because Ochel Truma, right? Look at Rashi Shia Shani Posel. If you had Truma on the table, so Truma would become a Shlishi the Tumah. Therefore, the table would make the food into a Shlishi. So because of the Xerah that you might be in Truma on a table, Beit Shammai say, you can never use a table that Shani the Tumah. You always can only use a tahor table. But Hillel says, what do we care? Why? Ochle truma is rizin hay. People who do eat truma are very particular, and therefore they're not going to make this mess. They'll be careful, and we don't have to worry so much and make zeiras about eating truma. And now Beit Hillel throws a spanner into the works and says, in any hour, davar acher, ein netirat yadayim lechulin min haTorah. This whole idea over here of netirat yadayim for chulin isn't a midoraita. It's only a drabanan. So now the Gemara says, what's this my davar acher? We saw previously about netirat yadayim tekef lebirkat hamazon. Same idea. What's this davar? What's this other thing that Beit Hillel is adding in? He says, like, hachi ka'amre lehu Beit Hillel Beit Shammai. This is what Beit Hillel said to Beit Shammai. V'chi timru mashna gabe ochlin dechayshin. And if you're going to say to us, Beit Shammai, how come when it comes to food, right, gabe ochlin, we, Beit Shah Hillel, we worried about leaving the napkin on the table because you're going to make the food into Tumah. Where you, Beit Shammai, are worried about leaving on the chair because you're going to make the hands Tameh. We don't care about the hands. Why do we care about the table, about the food on the table? Right? Umashna Gabi Adayim, and your concern, Beit Shammai, we don't care about. Delo Chashinan. Right? Afilu achi ha difa, he says, wherever you want to look at, you might say, listen, we got our concerns, you got your concerns. He says, no. Even if your concerns right and our concerns wrong, our way of doing things is still better. Why? Ta'ein netirat yadayim l'chulin min haTorah. There's no concept of washing hands for chulin from the Torah. So therefore, mutav shiatamu yadayim deleitlehu ikar midoraita va'al yatuma ochlin. The itle ikar midoraita. It says the concept of food becoming tame from the Torah does exist. Look at Rashi here. Afilu achi ha'adifa lachur shema yira mikre shishtamshu b'shulchan shayni v'lo yenichenu agabe ha'shulchan. It says rather be careful of the table. Shlo chita ma et ha'ochrin machmat mashke sheba. Be concerned about the food. Now, if you're going to make a gzeira in the place where there is doraita. In Doraita, food can become tame. Midoraita, hands don't become tame. Right? Milachus shelot chitama machmat kaset v'tachzor v'tamet yadayim. So that's what he's saying. Rather make be concerned about the food of the truma there, gzeira of truma, and don't make gzeiras here of hands for chulin. There's no place in the first place for washing your hands for chulin. Okay. Tarabanan. Now, next machloket. First you clean up the area around you where you ate, and then you wash my machronim. Why? If you're going to say wash your hands first, then what you're going to do, you're going to end up ruining the food. Look at Rashi. Because by washing your hands, you're going to splash water off your hands onto the food. Now the food's become all wet, going to become ruined. Now the Bach takes out this next few lines. Ube Hillel Omrim, skip over to immediately below that. Hillel Omrim, Im Shamash Tamid Chachamu. If the Shamas is, Ube Hillel, is a Tamid Chochem, your waiter there, your servant. Notel Pirurin Sheyesh Ben Kazayit. Umeniach Pirurin Sheyen Ben Kazayit. Then during the meal, anyhow, says Ube Hillel, we don't have to worry about this, because your Shamas will have made sure not to leave food, which is more of a kazait, on the table by the end of the meal. So he would have cleaned up anyhow. Now we're going to see in a second that Beit Hillel is of the opinion that you have to have a shamas to the Tamil Chochem. So therefore, he's saying, what do you worry about Shammai? You can only use a shamas to the Tamil Chochem. And therefore, your shamas, your servant, always going to know to never leave food on the table at the end that's more than a kazait. So we don't care if a bit of food, water falls on that food, because this is a kazait and it doesn't apply anyhow. The word says, Mesayda Rabbi Yochanan, Pirurin She'ein Bahem Kazait, Mutar La'avdan Bayad. If you've got food on the table, this is a kazait, you can even, with your hands, in other words, by you doing an act, ruin the food, it's not a big deal. So the Gemara's like this. What's the Bachurim Hillel Ben Shammai? The Gemara says, really, the Bachurim like this. But Hillel Savrei, Asur Yishtamesh Ben Shammai Shammarit. You can't use an Igur and Shammas. And therefore, you're never going to have this problem of having a Kezayit at the end of the table to worry about doing my Machroni first and ruining the food. Ubet Shammai Savrei, Mutal Yishtamesh Ben Shammas Amarit. But Shammai says, no, you can use an Amarit Shammas. And therefore, he is concerned that he might not know to clean up beforehand. Amar Yossi Barachin, Amar Buna, Bechulei Pirukin Afkir Hidal, Bar Miha. Rabbi Yossi says as follows, Barachin, that in the whole sugya till now, we've been seeing Bet Shammai, in my machronim, a kos, in my machronim, or Birkin Amazon, etc., always like Bet Hillel, except for this machloket over here, where Bet Hillel said you have to use a Shammas. Who have to be a Talmid Chochem, and Beit Shammai said you can use a Talmid Chochem, a Shammas Amma Aretz. Right? And the Hakim Beit Shammai, Rabbi Oshia Matni, Rabbi Oshia says no. Change the sugis around, say Beit Shammai who says Mechabdin Rabbait first and then Netilat Yadayim, in other words, and Beit Hillel says not the other round, because Beit Hillel is the one who says that you can use a Shammas Amma Aretz, Uvaha Nami Halacha Kebeit Hillel. Okay, so that will be interesting. What's the halacha there, by the way? It says there, mutar yishtamesh b'shamash amaretz, right? So, and he wants to say, that is behilal. So it's mutar. Halacha is mutar. And he wants to say over here, Rav Oshia, that it's actually according to behilal that says you can. It says the whole sugya. Okay, Beit Shammai omim ner mazon b'samim v'havdola. So Beit Shammai says, you first make a broch on the candle, then the food if you're benching, and then b'samim v'havdola. Behilal says other way around. Rabba huna bar huda ikla bar rabba. So now it brings a maaseh. Ravuna came to Rava's house. Chazer Rava the Baruch Habesamim Bereisha, and he sees that he's first making Borei Minei Besamim. So Amalei, he says, I don't understand. Michta B'Shamim Hidal Am Maor Lo Pligi. They don't have an argument about Maor, right? They both agree that Maor goes first. Why are you benching on Besamim first? The Tani B'Shamim Omim Neru Mazum Besamim Vavdal. Hidal Neru Besamim Mazum Vavdal. They both say Neru's first. So why are you changing it? There's not a machloket. There's only Rabbi Batreish. Rabbi says to him, no, Zor di Rabbi Meir. That is according to Rabbi Meir, the Tana. But I've got another Tana. About Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says differently. Rabbi Yehuda says, Lo nechem et shamav hilel ala mazon shubetchila, val avdala shibesof. They agree that you make avdola at the beginning, and you make, benching at the beginning, and avdola at the end. Ama nechleku ala maor vala besamim, on the order of Ner and Besamim. Shebet Shammai Omrim ala Maor, v'achar kach Besamim, v'hilo Omrim Besamim, v'achar kach Maor. Right? So he says to him that you must first make Besamim and then Ner. We saw that that's exactly what Rabbi did. He made first on Besamim and then Or. Rabbi Yochanan says, Naguam kuhilel alibud Rabbi Yehuda, and the halacha is not like Rabbi Meir, like in our Mishnah, but according to Rabbi Yehuda in another Mishnah, where Rabbi Yochanan says that's halacha, and that's why we should. Now the Gemara argues now the last, which I do very quickly, about the lashon of the actual wording of the Borei Moreh Ha'esh, short of the Mishnah. Right, that Beit Shammai says Shebara Maor Haesh, and Beit Hillel said Sheborei Morei Haesh. So Amar Rava Kebara Bebara Kulam Lo Plige Debara Mashma. We've seen this before, by the way. This concept of a lashon being past tense or present or future. He says, with regards to Bara, right? If you say Bara, right, if you say the word bara, everybody agrees that bara, look at Rashi, the kula alma de bara mashma l'sheavar, means that it's past tense. The yafil omen, it's fine to say bara. She'al bria ta'or she'bara b'sheshim mei breishit m'shabchin oto, because we're praising God on the fire that was created in 6 days of breishit. Right, lefi she'b'motzei shabbos nivra k'rim b'sachin. The Gemara b'sachin, it says that fire was created on the 6th day of Breishit, Beit HaShemashot. The whole list of things which were created, Beit HaShemashot, before Erev Shabbos. Mamash Erev Shabbos on the 6th day of creation. It's like the Piyah Ton, Bilam's donkey's mouth, and a lot of things. And one of them is fire. Right? So he said, that's why bara means past tense and it's good. Kli pigi b'bore. The argument is on bore. What is bore? We say it in present tense. Beit Shammai Savrei bore da'ati le mivra. Beit Shammai says, Bore means you're going to create in the future. He doesn't say, Bore Nami Dabar Mashmen. But Hillel says also past tense. But Hillel said, we should use Bore. Beit Shammai would say, no, Bore means in the future. We want to thank God what's already in the past. So, Mati, Rabbi Yosef, that's the Kasha. We've got a Pasuk over here. Yeah, Manny, this is your famous Pasuk. Yotzer Or Uvore Choshech. Right there, it's Yotzer, like Bore. Yotzer Or Uvore Choshech. Yeah, Bore Choshech. Now, just that interest that we say the davening, this broch in the davening, it's worth paying attention. We say in my review, Yotzer Or Uvore Choshech, or say Shalom Uvore Etakol. Look, the actual Pasuk doesn't say it. The Pasuk says, Yotzer Or Uvore Choshech, Oseh shalom uvore ra. Ani Hashem oseh kol eile. Interesting. For davening, we change it from Rabbi Yosef oseh ra, we say oseh tako. He said, Yotzer harim uvore ruach. Borei hashamayim venotehem. Right? So here we've got borei. This is different to Mehillel. This is like, this is like Mehillel, not bara. Right? So I'm Rabbi Yosef, but bara uborei klomelo pligas. This is you're right. But bara ubor kama pliga, the bara bash. Everybody agrees that bara and bor in bet shamai. Ki pliga be maor. The machlok is not really on bara or bor. That's not the machloket. By behila bet shamai, both agree that bore or bara means the same thing. The machloket there is not on the bore or bara. The machloket is on maor. Bet shamai says there bore maor haesh, and behila says bore maor haesh. But maor ube maor. The bet shamai says chad nohore ikke benura. Why the bet shamai say bore maor haesh? He says that there's one flame, there's one type of light. That light is one type. We don't say tuvin or ekeben or in. But Hillel says no, there are plenty. Look at Rashi over there. There are plenty. What are the examples over there? Where's the Rashi? Harbem or a chalhevet aduma. There's the flame can be red or white or like a green type of color, dancing color. Talim lechem another bright. Amru lebet shamar lebet Hillel. Harbem orot yesh be or. There are plenty lights in a flame. Let's stop off over here.